journey, a short introduction to the Christian faith. And where we begin is with this simple truth that life is a journey. Life is a journey. Life begins, of course, with our birth. And that is where our journey begins. And we might think, well, what is our life's journey? What are the most important points on our life's journey? We might think birth is the first most important, and the second is death. No, that's a bit depressing to start, isn't it? But life is a journey. We begin with our birth. And then on our journey through life, what do we experience? We experience food. We experience warmth. We experience love and appreciation. We learn to eat food. We learn to walk. We begin to go to school, and we learn all sorts of other things about English and literature and algebra and science and lots of exciting things. And we make our way through school, and on our journey through life that we all experience, we make friends. Not those, just those in our family, but we make other friends outside, and we experience life a little bit from their perspective, and we share something of their journey. We fall in love. Do you remember? We fall in love and we form deeper relationships, and it might be that we get married and we start a home together and we have our own children, and then we suffer. No. We suffer the joys. No, we experience the joys, and we suffer with our children as they experience the stresses and strains of their own journey, of learning on their path through life. And so it goes on through life, our life as a journey. And there are all sorts of different points on our journey that we could name. Something we did on the journey course was to hand out a piece of paper and ask everybody there to have a timeline. Have you ever done this? And you have birth and death. We haven't reached death yet, I don't think. And start making points on that journey. What are the significant points on the journey? To remind us that we are all on a journey. Some of us have lots of different points on our journey. Things that we've experienced, things that we have been through. Others, we think, do you know, I'm young. There's not much I've experienced yet. But still, we can make those points, saying, this is what I've experienced. Mark Twain, the author, once said, there are two important days in our lives. Just two. He said, the first most important day is the day we are born. The second most important day is that day when we discover why we are born. First is when we're born. The second is when we discover why. And something of the point of the journey course is to answer that second question. Why are we here? Why are we born? Why this journey that we all take through life, experiencing lots of different things in life? What is the point? Life is a journey. Your life is a journey. My life is a journey. And we could all tell one another stories of how our life is a journey. But allied to that is the understanding that faith is a journey. I think when I was growing up on my journey through life, I think I had an understanding that faith wasn't a journey. Faith was just a point in life. When one day a penny would drop, a light would be turned on, and I would suddenly come to faith, and I would believe, and everything would be clear to me. And that would be it. There would be a moment on my life's journey where I could say, okay, I've been born, I've gone to school, I've been educated, and somewhere there I come to faith. Bang. And that would just be a point on my journey. And I would look back to that point years and years and years later and go, that's my faith point, when I came to faith in God. And that's, I think, how I was brought up. What I've come to realize is that just like life is a journey with lots of different experiences and starts and stops on that journey, so I've discovered as well that faith is a journey as well. I was brought up, as you all know, I think, I was brought up in a family where we all went to church. Not just once on a Sunday, certainly twice, if not three or four times. Can you imagine? Four times every Sunday. And that was my background. That was part of my life's experience. To be honest, it meant very little to me. I didn't really understand the faith. It was something that was preached from the front, something I experienced in my life's journey. When I was 12, I had perhaps the experience that I wasn't expecting. It was as if a penny dropped. A light was turned on. Somebody spoke to me and said, "Do you believe in God?" And I said, "Yeah, of course I believe in God." "Do you believe Jesus died on the cross for your sin?" And I thought, wow, you know, second question into it with a conversation. I'd never met this person before. It was heavy. And he began to ask me all of these deep questions. And you might think, if somebody came up to you at school and started asking you those kind of questions, what would you do? You'd be embarrassed. You'd step away. I couldn't. I was sitting on a chair. I couldn't escape. I was cornered. And he asked these questions, and I thought the best way to deal with him was just to agree. And so I agreed. Yes, I believe. Yes, yes. But you know, something extraordinary inside, I knew it was real. And you say, how did you know that it was real? How did you know in that moment that God was true and real? I don't know. I don't know how I knew. But it was as if the penny had dropped, as if a light had been turned on for me. And I look back and think, I don't know. But it was as if right then I took a step and said, I'm going to make this step of faith. I'm going to choose to believe. Now, as I said a moment ago, I thought that faith was not really a journey. It was just a moment like that. And I thought, that's it. I've nailed it. But I've since learned that life, just as life is a journey, so faith is a journey. I had so much to learn on my faith journey. So many experiences to go through. I was at Leamington Spa Baptist Church last week, and I was telling them about how I came to faith, and I confessed to them, I think I've come to faith several times in my life. Has that been your experience? I think I've come to faith several times in my life, because just like life is a journey and you have your ups and your downs, so for me, faith seems to me, you have your ups when you think, yeah, it's all real, it's true, I can see it. And other times when you're scratching your head and going, does this work? And then you have another experience which just confirms that it's real and true. And so I've gone through life on my journey of life, but also my journey of faith. And the encouragement on the journey course is to say, it's not just a moment in time, but it is a journey that we can make. And it was perhaps at this point that I realized that faith is a journey, not just a moment. Reading the story in the Bible where Jesus said, "Come, follow me." And I guess we'll know the story. Where Jesus is walking along the shore of a lake, Lake Galilee. And he comes across two fishermen who are mending their nets. And he says to them directly, "Come, follow me." And they get up immediately and begin to follow him. He walks a bit further, comes across two more fishermen, and then says to them, "You come follow me." And just my thinking about that, I realized, what were they to do? What were they to do was to follow, to make a journey. Now, you're thinking, oh man, this is so obvious. It wasn't to me. It was so obvious to know that the journey that we are called on, the journey that I was called on, the journey that you're called on, is that simple journey. Come, follow me. Take the first step in a journey of faith. At the heart of that faith is Jesus. He's the one who says, come, follow me. Take your first step and then your second and say, the focus is Jesus. I want to learn from Jesus who he is, what he taught, how he lived. That's the focus of the journey of faith. And that was when the penny dropped for me, when Jesus said, come, follow me. Later on, he said to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you might know that Christians, the church, weren't originally called Christians. They were called the people of the way. The people of the way. There was this understanding in early times when people first began to follow Jesus that it wasn't just a moment in time, but it was a journey. These people are on a journey. They were the people of the way. And Jesus said, I am the way. Come, follow me. Now, one of the big questions is, where do we start from? Where do we start from? Interesting thing about our life journey is that you don't actually have any choice about that. I was born in Sutton Coldfield. I was born at number 41 Victoria Road in Sutton Coldfield. That was my parents' home. I was born at home. Anybody else born at home? Yeah, a few born at home. I was born number 41 Victoria Road. And I've made sure that whenever we walk along Victoria Road in Sutton Coldfield, I point it out to my kids. And I think they're working on how they can get a blue plaque on the, you know, dad was born here or something. I didn't have a choice where I was born. I didn't have a choice about who my parents were, who my brothers and my sister were. I didn't have any choice at all. If I'd had the choice, would I have been born? Would I have chosen to be born at 41 Victoria Road? Would I have chosen to have my parents? Perhaps it's best that I never had a choice. It just is. Beginning your journey of faith, if you could choose, where would you choose? Maybe you would say, well, I wouldn't start from here. What I'd want to do first is learn a lot more about perhaps the Christian faith. And when I've learned a lot more, then I'll take my first step. You might say, well, I would like to learn in a different town, a different place. And the reality is, I think, just like I and you, we have no choice about where we're born and the circumstances are. The best thing, my understanding is, the journey of faith. Where do we start from? We start from here. We start from exactly where you are. And that's the great thing. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything or be anything. You can simply start exactly from where you are. You might think, in retrospect, this is not a perfect place. But starting from where you are, that is the key thing. So making a start from where you are on the journey of faith, following after Jesus and making progress, it is not just about one step and that's it. It's not even about two, it's about three and four. It's a following, following, following. And the whole point of the journey course is to say it is a journey. We can learn together. It's about following after Jesus, learning about Jesus, who he was, what he said, what he did, what it means for me. Has it any relevance for me today? That is the journey that we are called upon. Now, I'm going to put up five words. Created, accepted, rejected, loved, invited. Five words very quickly that we can highlight. And the first is this. The Christian faith affirms that we are created by God. There's a whole great debate there. But we are created by God. There is something about us that speaks of the mystery of God. The Bible affirms and the Christian faith affirms that we are created by God. We are created by God. Second is we are accepted by God. We are accepted. So you are accepted. Not only are you created by God, you haven't been rejected by him, you have been accepted by God. In the very first chapters of the Bible, we have the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it's not intended to be a scientific account of what happened or anything like that. But it's an account, something like this, affirming that God was there. And there is this really wonderful statement at the end of the story where God, it says, looked at everything that was created and then said, it was good. And then it was very good. And that includes you. That when God looks at you, God says, it's good. No. It's very good. And that's God's affirmation. That is what the Christian faith teaches and encourages, that we are created by God and we're accepted. And God says, you're good. You're very good. And that's what he affirms for every person, wherever we come from, whether we're on the journey of faith or not. Third thing, we rejected God. And this is where we can start getting a bit in a bit of a twist, because we might say, hang on, I've never rejected God. I've never had the opportunity. I've never really thought about it before. What the Bible seems to teach is that as a humanity, we don't live naturally with God. It doesn't seem to be our natural place. We live in a place where we are seem to be more naturally selfish, greedy, vengeful, hurtful. And there is that sense that we are not naturally with God. And we need to make a journey to discover God. We need to make a journey to follow Jesus. We need to make a journey. We're not already there. And in some way and form, we have rejected God. We stand outside and we need to make a journey towards him. But the fourth thing, we are loved by God. You say, hang on, you've just said we're rejected by God. We have rejected God. Yeah, but we are loved by God. He created us, we're accepted by God, and he loves us. The Bible says it over and over and over again that we are loved by God. And then the fifth thing, we're invited to journey. Each one of us is invited to journey to discover more about faith. Put two verses up from the Bible. First, Jesus said, come, follow me. The opportunity, the invitation we have, each one of us, to begin to follow and to journey and to discover more and say, is this for me? This journey of discovery. And the second, the verse I put up earlier, I am the way, the truth, and the life. A journey of discovery, discovering who Jesus is, discovering who we are, and taking those steps of following Jesus.